story, or the story of the Exodus, not as a going through and looking at it point by point, but I wanted to talk about the importance of the Exodus as a story for Israel. So maybe one of the kids, and they're all up, John, you're gonna have this one. So the younger kids, maybe Josiah and Mariah or Elijah, he's here. There he is. You guys know what the Exodus is? Can you tell me what the Exodus is? You know what the Exodus is? Exodus is a book in the Bible, right? Do you remember the big story of Exodus?
It's okay. You'll learn. So someone older than my younger three children here. One of my older children, Noah, yes. Where God brought his people out of Egypt. Okay? So can someone summarize the story of, like, just what happened? Can anyone else want to summarize some of what went on there in the Exodus of God's people? Barb. Yeah, very good. That's a very good high-level summary of the Exodus. And it's the reason I'm looking at this morning is because the Exodus as a story, as history, was formative and was intentionally formative for Israel's identity. I'm going to show just a couple of things here. Just as we look, as we're getting into it, to look back at Genesis chapter 15. You might not think of Genesis 15 when you think about Exodus, as far as the story. But I want to read here a few verses, because one of the things we're going to look at, the next question I'm going to ask is, what do we learn about God in the Exodus? Or how does he display himself in the Exodus? And in Genesis 15, starting in verse 12, we have some information here. Now, first of all, chapter 15 is where Abram is promised a son. And we know that son is going to be Isaac, though in the middle between when this promise and Isaac being born, Sarah and Abraham kind of take things into their own hands, and we have Ishmael being born. But in Genesis 15, Abraham is an old man with an old wife who's been barren all of her life, and he's promised a son. And in verse 6, we have the great important statement where it says that Abraham believed in the Lord and he reckoned it to him as righteousness, which is foundational for understanding how God and why God and on what basis God saves people. Paul quotes this regularly in the New Testament. But as you move forward, as God is giving his promise, starting in verse 12, it says this. Now when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And behold, terror and great darkness fell upon him. God said to Abram, "Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they will be enslaved and oppressed for 400 years. But I will also judge the nation whom they will serve, and afterward they will come out with many possessions. As for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You'll be buried at a good old age. And in the fourth generation, they will return here, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete." So way back in Genesis, before there was a nation of Israel, before there was Israel, because remember, it was Jacob who became Israel, and he had 12 sons. Way back before, Israel's grandfather was promised not only all the blessings, but that there would be this time and this 400-year duration and four generations in captivity and the fourth generation to they'd be coming out in Egypt. So This exodus and the prior enslavement was something that God had told Abram about, and that his children were, or to a certain extent, ought to have been prepared for God to follow through on his promises. And remember, well, so we know that when it comes to the Exodus, they came out of Egypt. Does anyone remember why they were in Egypt in the first place? What brought them to Egypt in the first place? Lon? God, okay, good answer. Stephanie?
There had been a famine in the land. Joseph had been sold into slavery by his brothers over jealousy, and he had been put in charge of all of the grain in Egypt and had amassed enough food, so his family was brought providentially to Egypt, where they were given their own land and plenty of food to survive.
And all of this was brought about by even the wicked schemes and the wicked intentions of Joseph's brothers. If you turn back to Genesis chapter 50, as Joseph is interacting with his brothers, who are, now that Jacob is gone, wanting to make sure that Joseph doesn't turn his vengeance upon them. And in verse 20, he says this, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive." He goes on to say that he will provide for his family. So God told Abram generations before that his children or his descendants would be in Egypt. They'd be enslaved. God brought them to Egypt so as to bless them and care for them, even through and amidst sin and hardship and all kinds of problems that Joseph underwent and that his brothers obviously went through. But God's purpose was to preserve them alive. So he's got them in Egypt, and then Exodus begins with a king arose who did not know Joseph and began to mistreat and enslave the Israelites. So as we're thinking about this story, the Exodus, and we'll look at a couple of these probably, but I want to just, and maybe if we can do rapid fire, what are some of the ways in which, or the things about God that he displayed towards Israel, towards the world, in the Exodus? If you can think of something about God and the way that was shown in the Exodus, that's something I'd like us to maybe talk about and share this morning. In what ways did God... what did God display about himself to Israel in the time of the Exodus? And how did he do that? Noah.
His power over all the fake Egyptian gods.
His power over all the fake Egyptian gods. And how did he do that?
With the plagues.
With the plagues. The plagues were, surgical strikes, in the sense that they were cutting out the legs of the Egyptian trust in their pagan deities. Okay, very good. So God showed himself to be powerful over the gods of the land. Okay? What else? Stephanie.
And then after he had shown his mighty power over all of what they believed in, he gave his people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Therefore, they were able to plunder the Egyptians. So not only were they devastated financially and their land ruined, plundered of all of their silver and gold.
Right. So Israel was given favor and able to essentially come out with many possessions. We heard that just a moment ago in Genesis chapter 15. So they came out with many possessions even though they were enslaved. Okay? So we saw power over the pagan idolatry of the land. We saw God's provision in giving them great plunder, bringing them out as a wealthy people from Egypt. What other ways did God, or what else did God display about himself, some of his attributes or characteristics? Barb?
His faithfulness to his word.
His faithfulness to his word by bringing them out, by keeping his promise. Okay? So he showed himself powerful